Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Hour number three of a three-hour show. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. As Rob mentioned earlier, baseball justice with our man David Justice is coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's a two-time World Series champion, and that's always fun, and it will be so tonight, so keep it locked for that. But, Rob, let's return to these NBA finals. Of course, last night, the Denver Nuggets win their first NBA championship. Nikola Jokic, very deserving of the finals MVP. Rob, his numbers for the playoffs, 30 points, 13 rebounds, 7-plus assists a game. And everybody is talking about where does he rank with the all-time great centers. His teammate, Michael Porter Jr., weighed in with a hot take. Blazing hot. Here he is.
I mean, Nikola, he led us all playoffs with his passing some games, scoring other games. This was a historic run. I don't know how you could say he's not the best big man ever, really. Like, he's one of the all-time great basketball players. I don't care what anyone says. I think he's one of the all-time best players to ever play this game.
Okay. We have given Jokic his flowers, and we will continue to do so. But Michael Porter Jr., now, I agree with you that Jokic is an all-time great player. He's one of the best players ever played a game. But the best big man ever? I think not. Michael Porter Jr. is young. He's 24. Maybe he's not a student of the game. Rob, we've talked about this before. We've come across a lot of players.
They play, but they don't know who came before them. They have no clue.
You remember,
I think Lenny Wilkins, when Lenny Wilkins was coaching one of the international teams, because I don't know if it was the Olympics or he was an assistant coach, and Shaq said, hey, coach, you know a lot about basketball. Did you ever play? Lenny Wilkins is on the top 50 list with Shaq. The top 50 NBA players of all time.
He was in the photo, Shaq, with you.
Yes.
Did I play? I don't know if he was there, right.
Did I play? Shaq didn't show up, but did I play? Right. I mean, you got to know who came before you, Chris. Come on. We know great broadcasters and writers, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do.
We do.
All right, Rob. I will say this, though. I think Nikola Jokic is undoubtedly a top 10 center of all time. And I'm going to give some rankings. Number 10, George Mikan. And I know he played way, way, way back. But he did win, I believe, 5 championships. So you got to give him some love, right? 50 years from now, we don't want people to discount Shaq and Jokic and David Robinson and all.
And if you do that with George Mikan, that's what you're going to do to Shaq and those guys. So right. I'm with you. You right. cannot discard the past that easily and act like, well, they were wearing Converse. They didn't even have arches in their shoes. You know what I mean?
Converse like, and Pro Keds.
And Pro Keds.
All right, number 9, Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing. Remember the announcer in Madison Square Garden? Patrick Ewing.
Yes. Number 8, David the Admiral Robinson. Number 7, Nikola Jokic. Number 6, Moses Malone. Number 5, Hakeem Olajuwon. Number 4, Wilt Chamberlain. Number 3, Shaquille O'Neal. Number 2, Bill Russell. And honestly, those three I've moved around quite a bit over the years. But, you know, Russell, Rob, 11 rings. They didn't start winning until he got there. They started losing as soon as he left. You know, I mean, he was the hub. But it was easier, as you've said, and I've said too, to win back then. A lot of those playoffs, Rob, he played 2 rounds. And number 1 center of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So I got Jokic 7th all time, Rob. And I think Olajuwon and Moses, you know, he may catch them. Depending, we'll see what he does going forward. But any problems with where I ranked the Joker?
No, I mean, it's just too premature. As great as he was for this, this could be it. I mean, like, Chris, that's why you can't jump. He's the greatest of all time. Stop. Michael Porter Jr., like if someone were to stop him in that press conference, Chris, and say, hello, is this on? Have you ever heard of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Like can somebody, have you ever heard of Shaquille O'Neal? Who won 3 straight championships?
Well, it would have been nice for a little pushback.
Can we get pushback? Can somebody with reporters' big boy pants on in the press conference stop this lunacy and stop letting people say anything without pushing back? You don't have to be disrespectful. I would have raised my hand, Chris. Michael Porter Jr., have you ever heard of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? I'll wait.
Well, you think the crowd was full of ex-players, huh?
I mean, well,
the media was full of
ex-players.
That's
why I said, can somebody in the media put on big boy pants, Chris? Like, for real.
All right, I'm with you on that, obviously. I said
right? Come on. Where,
what
be
what about
back.
Him being 7th? Any issues?
No, I'm just saying, like, as great ever run, it takes time. It takes time to move up that ladder. So I don't have a big issue. If you want to say 5, if somebody wants to say, I mean 7, Chris, somebody else wants to say 5, but if they make him 1 or 2 or 3, I got a problem with it.
Right.
I do.
Right. Nah, no doubt about that. But this guy is on, Rob, we talked about it, a historic run. Here's what he's done. This year he had 10 triple-doubles in the playoffs. That's a record. Like, he put his name all over the record book during these playoffs. All right? So the most triple-doubles in a playoff, more than Russell Westbrook, more than Oscar Robertson, more than Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd, LeBron James, Wilt Chamberlain, whoever you want to name, more. He had the first 30-point, 20-rebound, 10-assist triple-double in the history of the NBA Finals. No one else has done it. No one. And Rob, in the playoffs, he had three games like that. Let me put that into context. That is one more than every other player in the history of the NBA combined. Wilt did it once, and who was the other? Who was the third? It was Wilt did it once, and Rob G, check that out, who the other player to do it was. A 30-20-10 triple-double. And Rob, we know that Wilt, the numbers that those guys put up in that era, because there weren't as many bigs, because there were way more shots attempted back then. There were roughly 120 shots a game per team attempted at that time. Now there's about 90. So that's 30 more shots per team. That's 60 extra shots, and they shot a lower percentage. So there were a lot more rebounds available. And that's why Russell and Chamberlain and others had such high marks as far as rebounding. But Jokic still, in this day and age, has one more 30-20-10 triple-double than the rest of the players in the history of the NBA. That's crazy.
It is crazy, Chris. It's an ungodly, playoff run that nobody could have imagined seeing those kind of numbers and the things that he did. And give him crazy. I mean, give him credit. Give him a lot of credit.
Yep. And Rob, there's more. Look, in this day and age of the super team, right? Isn't everybody trying to get, even we talk about it now, the Lakers, they trying to get Kyrie. Phoenix, they want Harden or Kyrie. The Sixers want Damian Lillard. Everybody's trying to get a third star, if not a second one. And here he is with no one in his rotation, Rob. No one in the Nuggets rotation has even made an all-star team. Now, Jamal Murray's an all-star caliber player who I imagine will begin to make them now that he has a championship. But, Rob, think about that.
That's crazy.
He didn't go and leave and join a super team or anything like that. He just did it with what he had. And that's a credit to him. Rob G, check that 30-20-10 triple-double. I think the two are Wilt and Kareem, who each did it once. But double-check on that if you can. And then, Rob, I think Jokic is the first point center in the history of the game. And Nick Wright, we were talking about it on First Things First, and he brought up DeMontis Sabonis. Oh, he's a point center too. And he does play that way. But Paul Pressey was kind of like that too.
Paul Pressey, wow, with the Bucks.
Like a point. It was Kareem and Wilt. I was right about the 30-20-10 triple-doubles. Mm-hmm. They each got one. But Paul Pressey in the playoffs. Paul Pressey did it for the Bucks, but we tend to credit Scottie Pippen as kind of that first point forward because he did it at a much higher level. Jokic is the first point center. And so, Rob, I mean, look, I'm excited. I enjoy watching him play. I think he's a phenomenal passer. I think he's the best passing big man ever. And I really want to watch and see, can this dude keep winning? Rob, you know what I'd like to see, Rob? Over the next five or so years, and maybe who knows how good Victor Wembanyama is, right? I mean, if he's that special, maybe he'll throw a monkey wrench in this. But, Rob, I would love to see Giannis and Jokic become like a real rivalry. Like they meet in the finals a few times. Like a Russell Wilt. Like a Magic Bird. Like we won it with Kobe and LeBron and never got. I would love to see these two go at it over the next few years in big time games like the finals. Cause it would be great to see. I mean, these are the two right now, the two best players in the league for my money. And I'd love to see them settle it on the court, not just in our minds and in our opinions.
Yeah, of course. That would be great. I mean, it's always better when the Titans, Chris, go at each other, and you could say It's like the heavyweight fight, and you know, you talk about the, you know, Ali and Foreman one, or Frazier, yep, you know, one and two and three, and when they fought, and those kind of battles, and if you do those in the NBA finals, people remember those.
Right.
Oh yeah. What, you know, Jokic got him the first year, but then Embiid got yep him the second year, Chris, and Philly, and then there was a rubber match a couple years later, and Embiid won again, or Jokic won again. Stuff like that.
Rob, think about it. Magic and Bird didn't play each other a lot because they were in different conferences, but they right met in the finals, and those are the games we remember, and that they define that era. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Where do you rank Nikola Jokic historically? It's your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie loving friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Where does Nikola Jokic rank, or where do you rank him historically among the great centers?
All right, let's kick it off with Obi in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good, man. How are you?
All right, Mr. Bouchard, I wanted to wish you a happy Father's Day. I didn't know if I'd get you before our Father's Day, so I wanted to wish
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, brother. What about my greeting? No? No good?
Okay. You got to greet. Well, you're not a father, so.
Not that I know of, but I could be. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I agree with you guys. It's way too early to rank him. I think that a good example is Bill Walton. When he took care of the Sixers back in the day, everybody thought he was going to be the next great one. He faced off against Jabbar real well, but he got injured, and his career went different. So I think it's a little too early. And I also
Walton didn't even play. He didn't play nearly as many games as Jokic already has played.
Right, exactly, because of his injury. So, right. And I also wanted to say that you ranked Ewing a little too high. That's just my opinion. Really? I love Ewing. I love Ewing, but I think he ranked him a little too high.
They went to the finals twice in his run. They didn't win, but they went to the finals twice.
Yeah, but Willis Reed won. I mean, right? So, I mean, that's the best.
Yeah, but he also played.
So you got
Michael
Willis
Jordan.
Reed better than Ewing?
No, but I'm just my point being that.
Yeah, he's not better.
He's ranked a little high. No, it's not. I'm just saying he's ranked a little high. That's all.
Right. And you got to say who should be higher.
Right.
I'm looking at like a guy like Wes Unseld. I'm looking at a guy like
Thurman. Wes Unseld. Nate
Thurman.
How old are you? 78? I mean, you up there.
I've been following
Wes,
you guys
look,
forever,
Wes so Unseld was great. He's underrated, but you, come on. He wasn't better than Patrick Ewing. And I remember
Patrick Ewing was one of the best shooting big men we've ever seen in the NBA, Chris.
I can't. I mean, Wes was great, but Wes didn't score like the great centers. Great rebounder, defender.
No, I'm just.
I don't even know if it was 13. I mean, seriously. Like, Wes was. Yeah, I mean, you know, Rob, though, that's how we test folks.
Right.
You know, like, okay, who should be higher? Wes Unseld averaged 10 points a game.
That's what I was going to say.
Great rebounder, 14, but
I said 13, and
shots.
I was too high, Chris.
You were way too high. Wasn't blocking shots. Wasn't scoring a bunch. You know, but great leader, Rob. Right. We remember Wes when he was a GM.
Absolutely. But, great guy, but 10 leader, points but is not going to get you in the top 10.
Not better
Sorry.
Than Patrick Ewing.
Yes. Andre in Massachusetts.
But thank you for the Father's Day.
Yes, Obi, thank you. That's right. Yes. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Don, thanks for taking the call. Listen, a huge win, and my hat is off to Jokic and the Denver Nuggets on their championship. In terms of the all-time conversation, I mean, he's got a ways to go. I don't even know if I can put him above Patrick Ewing. And again, it's the longevity.
Andre, in his 8 years, he's done more than Patrick Ewing already.
He's ahead of Patrick Ewing.
He's won two MVPs to Ewing, zero. Right. Yeah. He's won a championship to Ewing, zero. Like, why not? I mean, it's not like he's played 2 years, 3 years.
Chris, you already said two MVPs. Stop. We can stop there.
And Rob, I see what you're saying, but I can't stop because did he have to go through Michael Jordan three times in the Eastern Conference Finals to win
his championship? We get it.
He's going through LeBron. I mean,
LeBron was 4-6 in the NBA Finals. Listen, I respect what Jokic did. All I'm saying, he's nowhere near. We can't put him against over the Dream. He's not above the Dream.
Nobody. I'm not saying I agree with you there, but you brought up Patrick Ewing.
And it's a longevity argument. It's not the strongest argument. So your point
is sure isn't. Come stronger.
Okay, so point of fact is, Mr. Jokic, the Dream, and you're in the conversation, you're inching closer, even though we know Jokic is no defender, and Hakeem is the all-time leader in blocks, but he's got a chance now with this momentum, this core, and the coaching in Denver. If they go back-to-back now, he's going to inch up into that all-time conversation, and then now he'll be on the doorstep, no, not in the house, with people like Shaquille O'Neal, with people like Wilt. If he went back to back,
he got to go, but he got to do more than that. He got to do more than back to back. Shaq did three. Now I get it. Shaq had Kobe too. So you know, but I think Moses and Hakeem are with that's the next tier, Rob, for him to get to. I'm not ready to talk Shaq yet. Let's let him.
I'm not there yet.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Baseball justice around the corner, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for Baseball Justice on The Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt,
man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center. Way behind.
Court is now in session.
All right. What up, David? How you doing,
yo,
man?
What's up? What's up, fellas? What's happening?
How you doing?
Great. We are great.
I'm great.
All right. Well, let's get this thing started. And speaking of great, now I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yes, you are, Chris.
Yeah, but this dude is taking the league by storm so far. Ellie De La Cruz with the Reds. How good is he?
Oh, fellas, let me tell y'all something. As a kid who grew up in Cincinnati, during the time of the Big Red Machine, man, I'm so excited for these Cincinnati Reds fans because De La Cruz might be one of the most exciting young players to come along. I mean, when you look around the league with Acuna and now De La Cruz and several young guys, this guy got power from both sides of the plate, fellas. Both sides he can get you. Speed on the base path. He can steal a bag, but he's aggressive on the base path. Always looking to take the extra base. If the ball bounces in the dirt, he's trying to go to home. I mean, the guy is electrifying. Got a great energy about him. Exciting. I'm very excited for the Reds. I'm so happy for them, man. When was the last time we seen a guy like this with Cincinnati? Probably Eric the Red.
ED.
When was the last time?
Can I follow this, Rob, quickly? I got.
Yeah, follow it up.
David, and I agree with you on everything you said about De La Cruz, but O'Neill Cruz with Pittsburgh, I mean, they remind me of one another. They both play the infield. They're tall. They're electrifying. But Cruz, O'Neill hadn't been healthy that much this year.
I don't think he has that power, though, Chris.
Yeah, what I was going to ask you to kind of compare the two.
Well, see, here's the thing. Man, when you get young guys like this, like you said, very similar. Tall, health is the key over there in Pittsburgh right now, but they both, to me, have the potential to be perennial all-stars and just great players for the organization. What I really love about De La Cruz is the guys seem to really enjoy him and like him. And when you talk about a young guy that could potentially be the leader in your clubhouse as well, and a guy that you can really build around for years to come, I mean, you can't ask for nothing more than that.
Dave, let's stick with your hometown, the Cincinnati Reds. I know this is like all Reds all the time, but we have to say really congratulations to a Reds flamethrower, Hunter Green, who reached yet another milestone in his young career. Dave, he's the first Cincinnati pitcher to strike out 8 or more batters in 5 straight starts in 60 years. How great can Hunter Green be? And tell us about his stuff.
Hey, Rob, let me tell you something. Dude, what is he, 6'5", 6'6"? You know he coming straight downhill, 99, 100 miles an hour. That's why you ain't seen a guy like him in that long a time. How many Reds pitchers have ever thrown consistently in the upper 90s and can reach 100 like this guy? But I'm happy for him too, man, because for a guy like him, when you get guys that throw that hard, the one concern you always have is – injuries. Can that shoulder sustain that type of firepower? Can the elbow hold up? If he stays healthy, once again, we got a great young pitcher. I'm saying we. Everybody know I'm a Brave at heart, But when I'm talking about my hometown team, I refer to it as we. And the Cincinnati Reds fans, when you got a pitcher like Hunter Green and you got the young kid in De La Cruz, y'all should start packing them stands. Y'all should pack that stadium now. Let's go, Cincinnati. Get behind this team. But I love Hunter Green. I love his makeup, his confidence, and the guy has every pitch to get you out.
Now, we know how great, Shohei and popular Shohei Ohtani
is.
Are you surprised Acuna Jr. is great? But I'm surprised he's leading Ohtani in all-star voting.
Fellas, you shouldn't be surprised. I mean, look, the Atlanta Braves are one of the best teams in the National League, and they're a fun team to watch. When I travel around the country and I meet a lot of Braves fans and they talk about yesteryear and then we finally get around to this team, Acuna has a lot of fans around this country. and in Latin America. He's become a household name. Now, Ohtani, of course, doesn't need to take a back seat to anybody. But when it comes to them fans casting those ballots, everybody knows what type of player Acuña is. And he has a lot of fun doing it. I mean, he's a 5'2". The guy can do it all. So I'm not surprised. They are two great players, but you shouldn't be surprised by the amount of support that Acuña gets.
And I'll say this, Dave. The other thing that really is, and you talked about he has fun doing it, he has national television commercials, Chris. I don't know if you've seen any.
Yeah.
But that says a lot about him. You know what I mean? That they think he's marketable, Dave, on a national level, not just in Atlanta.
I mean, the kid, he's got such a great smile. Great smile. His, again, I talk about the energy of these kids. I mean, he's a great young player, you know, very personable. And, you know, the market sees that. But, man, when that guy picks up a bat, he can swing it with the best of them. Defensively, he's as good as anybody out there with that cannon of an arm. He's got range. He can steal bases. Again, just it's great for the game, fellas, when you have young players like this that are playing right now, growing the game and making it exciting for baseball fans around the world.
Let me say this. It was great for baseball to have the Mets and Yankees both be good. You know, Dave, you played in New York. A lot of baseball fans in New York. But the Mets this year, Dave, have the highest payroll in the history of Major League Baseball. But coming into Tuesday night in the Subway Series against the Yankees, they're only 31-35. And, you know, there's rumblings about the manager. Will Buck Showalter stick around? Will they fire the GM? Is this team going to make the playoffs and make a run? They got good pitching at the front of their rotation. Or is this going to end badly for the Metropolitans?
Well, they're not catching the Atlanta Braves because I don't think they're as good as the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves are a way better team than the Mets. I mean, when you look at the Mets, you got to understand the pressure of the Mets in New York. One, they got to compete against the Yankees basically all the time, right, in terms of what moves they make, the comparisons daily, and the pressure from the fans. You know, the expectations are extremely high in that New York market. And when you're not playing well and you got to show up to the stadium and with the fans that are, you know, the expectations, like I said, are through the roof, and now you start getting booed. You know, it takes special players to play in New York. And then you go out and you get Verlander and you go get Scherzer, two guys that are long in the tooth, like we said, and, you know, you're trying to catch lightning in a bottle. But, you know, at some point, those guys are no longer going to be at the top of their game. And that time has come, honestly. And then when you look in the rotation, they really don't have anybody of the talent, in my opinion, of Scherzer and Verlander. I think they were just hoping that they could get one good run, one good last run out of those two pitchers. And then you look at their offense. I think Alonso's hurt. I thought he may have hurt his wrist.
Yeah, he's hurt.
But, you know, he's hitting, what, 230. And my man, Lindor, who is a hell of a talent, he's barely above 200. So the guys you expect to really be the catalyst in that lineup to really, you know, really carry the load and carry the offense aren't doing it. And it's a tough environment, fellas, when you're not playing well. You're not pitching well. You're not really scoring runs. You're not really hitting with men in scoring position. They're just not playing good baseball. And you're asking me if they're going to catch the Atlanta Braves? Absolutely not. Unless Atlanta gets some major injuries, they're not catching Atlanta. They better hope they can play for the wild card, but they're not going to win their division.
David, I agree with you. What a foolish question by Rob.
What? I'm just asking. They've got a big payroll. That's all.
David, great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas. Hey,
all right, have a good night.
Always, Dave. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Rob, I said earlier, I got Jimmy Butler in the Hall of Fame. Guess what? He couldn't care less. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
As Lowry's looking, gets it to Strus, back to Lowry for three. It's off. And that'll do it. The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 NBA champions. Congratulations to the city and to this franchise.
Jason Jackson, Miami Heat Radio. You could tell, though, he was with the Heat. He wasn't that excited. But he was professional. He gave them their props, but didn't go overboard. That was a progressive play of the day. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE-ROB. You know, as I've said, I think Jimmy Butler will be a Hall of Famer. But he doesn't seem to care. Here he is in a sit-down interview talking about if he is inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Your good friend Dwayne Wade's going into the Hall of Fame in a couple months. Have you allowed yourself to think what it would ever mean to you to be elected into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
Don't care.
You don't care whether you're a Hall of Famer?
No, I don't.
Do you think your resume?
Still don't care. Honestly speaking, could care less. If we're being brutally honest, if I was selected to the Hall of Fame, I'm not going.
You're not going to accept it?
No. I'm not going. Like, it's like the festivities and all of that. I just want to go put my feet in the sand somewhere. That's it.
You wouldn't accept that honor, the greatest honor in basketball?
It's an individual thing. You know, I'm not for the individual type stuff. I'm really not. I'm like a team guy.
But even after it's all said and done and you've done...
No, I don't want to go. I'm not worried about the Hall of Fame, so I promise you. It's an honor, it is, but I could care less.
Interesting.
I mean that too, by the way.
Here's the thing, Rob. You can do both and you can be both. You can put your feet up in the sand and still go to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's only a few days. You can be a team player and still want to be in the Hall of... Look, more power to Jimmy. And that's great that he's got a team-first attitude and all that. And I believe him. But I think it's downright... is disrespectful to kind of the league and the game that is... you're making these millions, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars playing. And I also think, why not, you know, enjoy the moment if indeed you get that, which I think he will. Rob, I understood. You remember Bill Russell didn't go to his Hall of Fame induction. But it was because he felt the Hall of Fame was racist. In 1975, they had no black players in the Hall of Fame. And he didn't go to his induction ceremony for that reason. And, you know, years later in 2019, he did accept it. And he gladly seemed to be enjoying being, you know, getting his ring and all that. But that was totally different at that time with the racism. And then even Terrell Owens, right? Terrell Owens, a friend of the show, remember, he didn't go to his, but he had a reason to be upset too. I still think he should have went, but he wasn't a first ballot when he definitely should have been. He's one of a handful of greatest receivers ever. So I understand his anger. Jimmy Butler, to my knowledge, there's nothing there where he would, you know, should be angry about it. So I don't know why you wouldn't go. And my guess is he probably would, but, you know.
I got news for Jimmy Butler. Don't worry about it. How about that? How about that? Talking about, would you go to the Hall of Fame? Really? Like Jimmy Butler's a shoo-in? Am I missing? Is he a shoo-in to the Hall of Fame? It's so premature, Chris, that whoever was interviewing, well, you wouldn't go if you, it's such an honor or whatever. Really? Seriously. And then for Jimmy to even entertain it, I'm still playing, man. I'm not thinking about that. Get back to me in 5 years, 7 years after we win two championships. That's what I would have said. Come on with that. I wouldn't go. He's borderline as is, Chris, that he's making
that
plans.
That could push him on the over the other side, huh?
Yeah, come on, man. That is ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I just don't get it. Why not? Right? Again, you can't say they're racist at this point. It's full of black players, executives, coaches. I mean, why? You can still be a humble person. You can still be a team-first guy and accept the honor of being in the Hall of Fame. Like, that doesn't fly in the face of your pronouncements of being selfless one bit. And I'm not lecturing Jimmy. I'm just saying, man, dude, enjoy yourself. And if he, you know, I guess he, like you said, put his feet up in the sand. That's how he enjoys himself. But, you know, it's a great honor, man. You'd be remembered forever. You'd be one of the, you know, remembered as one of the greatest players of all time. So why in the world wouldn't you want it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, unless there was some other issue going on, but those seem to have been righted from the past. I could see that during those times, Chris. But, it's just premature.
Rob G., what are your thoughts on this? Jimmy Butler not wanting to go to the Hall of Fame induction, if indeed he gets inducted.
I guess it's his prerogative. Like, that's really what he wants to do.
He's free to do what he wants.
I thought that was Bobby Brown's, right?
Shout out to Bobby Brown. We'll get him on the show one day.
Bobby Brown's prerogative, Chris.
Okay. We'll get him on eventually.
Yeah, I remember that song.
Great song.
Look, it's to me, in my opinion, it's a little bit disrespectful.
Right.
To all the people who, number one, who are in the Hall of Fame. I think those guys first. Like, I think it's a fraternity first and foremost. And to be enshrined alongside your peers and people who came before you, I think it's an exclusive club and you should show respect to that. Number two, and to a much lesser extent, it's disrespectful to the voters, because these people, as you know, Rob is a Hall of Fame voter for baseball. A lot of these guys hold those votes very close to their heart. Like, they don't willy-nilly, hey, oh, I like Jimmy Butler. I'm a big fan of Jimmy Buckets. Let me put him in. No, like, they put a lot of thought. The guys openly debate it in pro football. There's like a big room and guys debate Hall of Fame credentials. So if you are inducted or enshrined into any Hall of Fame, I believe it's something you should take seriously. And I think you should be willing to carve out 5 hours of your life to go to the
ceremony. I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama, Rob G, in August.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Rob G. Those are some good points you brought up about, you know, disrespectful to the voters, disrespectful to the other players who are in it. You should be honored, man, if they put your plaque up with Dr. J and Kareem and Magic and Jordan and LeBron and all these great players. So, you know, look, I think over the years, if he gets there, he'll rethink it, and I would think he'd definitely go. But right now, you know, he has to rethink those comments. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We out. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.